Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ. Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are my reward. All I want is you. The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is God.
All I want is you. You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
See, yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but
He is the reward of worship. All I want. He is the price. All I want is you, Lord.
Welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We thank God for what He's doing on tonight. Truly, God has been doing some awesome things. Even here in our broadcast today, even earlier, God is just doing so many awesome, awesome things. So we want to thank God today, and we're excited about you. We're excited about your destiny. We're excited about your purpose. So on tonight, we're coming. We have an awesome show lined up for you tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the midwife anointing. This is part two, and we're going to begin to talk about the characteristics of a midwife. This is something that we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, and we're excited about it because there are so many people that don't know how important it is to have someone in your life to help you birth your destiny. And we have so much to give to our children and our children's children, and we want to leave a legacy for those who are around. So we want to thank God for you tonight for tuning in, and I want to let you know about halfway through, at about 30 minutes from now, we're going to begin to speak to some of you who are in our live broadcast. So we want to begin to actually get you ready, get you all geared up. If you want to say something about 15 minutes through, just go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host. Amen. And then we're going to communicate with you. We'll have time that we can talk and fellowship with one another. But right now, we're going to begin to get into what we have tonight. And on tonight, I want to start off by just letting you know that we are on part two of the midwife anointing. We're going to talk about the characteristics of a midwife. Now, number one thing I want to start off with tonight, I'm going to start off with a quote from Stephen Covey. Trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships. One of the things that has to happen in order for you to identify the person that is a midwife, that's a mentor, someone that's pushing you forward, you have to begin to develop a relationship with them in which you trust them. You trust them that they will be able to help you to birth that which is before you. Amen. And I want to also tell you that it is so important that we understand the role of a midwife and understand what they came to do. And one of the things that they came to do is help you birth your destiny, your dreams, and your visions. The definition that I can give you tonight of a midwife is that a midwife is trained. Listen, that training may come from them actually, you know, being in the midst of others and helping them along the way, but they're trained, they're skilled, they're anointed to actually help individuals deliver, to bring forth that which is inside of them, their vision, their dream, their destiny, their heritage. They're there to help them to actually bring it forth. Amen. So one of the things that you'll find is that in the midwives, they're not just there for the birth of the baby, but they stay there for the long haul. They're there even with the prenatal. You know, when you think about the prenatal part of actually coming in contact with a midwife, you would think about the fact that even when you go into your doctor, for women who have to actually get treatment before they have their baby. So they will be there with you even through the process of you walking around pregnant with that gift and in your anointing, even if you don't know you have it, they're right there to help you push that baby forward. Amen. So one of the things that they would be there for, they would actually begin to help you, mold you, shape you. They would give you different type of assessments to see where you are, to see where you need to be, and where you need to go. So it would be more like a prenatal care. And then after you have your baby, they call it postpartum. So they'll be there for you after to help to care for you and allow you to be able to understand what you've just gotten yourself into. Now, most new mothers, when they first get their baby and they look at their baby, they don't know a whole lot about actually taking care of a child. And because no child is the same, they're faced with the fact that they have to learn about this new thing that has been given to them. The same thing that goes for you. When you actually begin to walk into your calling and your gifting, you're going to need somebody that's already going through some of the things you're going through. And as you know, even on last week, we talked about the fact that your mentor could be male or female. Amen. And most of the time, if you're talking about a midwife, it does relate to a female. But there are some male midwives even in the United States, okay? So it is like awesome thing to see that there are some males that are in that actual profession if you're looking at it in a natural sense, amen? So one of the things, if you were to think about a male, you would think about a male mentor, all right? So I started off last week, and I introduced a scripture that actually points out to midwives. So right now, we're going to go back. I hope you are kingdom citizens and that you have your pen, you have your paper, and you have supplies to be able to help you tonight, especially your Bible, which is the Word of God. So on tonight, we're going to look at Exodus 1. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to start tonight at verse 8 because I started right on it last week. But this week, I'm going to start, and I'm going to read verse 8 through 10, and then we're going to skip to 15 through 16. Amen. So a new king came to power in Egypt who did not know Joseph. He spoke to his people in alarm. There are way too many of these Israelites for us to handle. We've got to do something. Let's devise a plan to contain them, lest if there's a war, they should join our army, our enemies, or just walk off and leave us. Now, the first thing that I want to go back, I'm reading from the Message Bible, amen? So the first thing is that there was a new king in power in Egypt, and he didn't really know anything about Joseph and all of the things that Joseph's family had done. He didn't know anything about that. So now, amen, he began to get disturbed. He didn't actually know what to do because the Israelites were actually, they were growing, they were multiplying. And so he had a fear that if these Israelites would begin to have babies and the the enemy that they had would actually hire them on to work, then they would overpower him. So he wanted to get rid of all of the babies. Amen. So I want to tell you right now that there are some people who have already seen what God has in your life, and they're getting upset because you're growing. Amen. And they're getting upset because you showed up on the scene and you are ready, you're willing, you're able to work. Amen. And so one of the things that you will find is that they will try to stop you and try to halt you, but God has a plan for you to go forward. Some people might not know what you're capable of, but when the midwife comes on the scene, the midwife knows how to bring that destiny forward. Amen. So I wanted to just make sure that you knew that I was reading from the Message Bible, and I'm going to read the other part. It says, let's devise a plan to contain them, lest if there's a war, they should join our enemies. Or just walk off and leave us. First of all, they wanted to keep them stagnated, y'all. They wanted to, that king wanted to keep them, amen, under control. He didn't want them to grow. He didn't want them to multiply. And he didn't want them to join up with the enemies. And he also did not want them to just walk off and leave him. Amen. So that's one of the things that you'll see, that most of the time when people see what you have in your life, they'll try to control what God has given you. Amen. So you'll have some people that's only there to try to tie you down so that you're not able to reach the full capacity. Now in verse 15 and 16, it says, the king of Egypt had a talk with the two Hebrew midwives. One was named Shifa and the other Puah. He said, when you deliver the Hebrew women, look at the sex of the baby. If it's a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, let her live. But the midwives had far too much respect for God, and they did not do what the king of Egypt ordered. They let the boy babies live. The king of Egypt called the midwives, why didn't you obey my orders? You've let those babies live. My goodness, amen. They love God. They respected and honored God more than man. Amen. That's one of the things that you can actually see a characteristic of a midwife, is that a midwife will care more about what God has called you to do, amen, glory to God, than actually following what man would tell them to do with your gift or your destiny. And they respect God. They honor God. They love God. So that's a characteristic that you can see from the scripture. Amen. And also in verse 19, it said, the midwives answered Pharaoh, the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women. They're vigorous. Before the midwives can get there, they've already had their baby. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. God was pleased with the midwives. The people continued to increase in numbers, a very strong people. And because the midwives honored God, God gave them families of their own. Good God Almighty. Look at God. He's rewarding them for their faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. So you will see that the midwives will be honored. They will honor God, and they will be rewarded for their faithfulness. Amen. And the last portion of that I want you to see, so Pharaoh issued a general order to all his people. Every boy that is born, drown him in the Nile, but let the girls live. Amen. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm telling you that he said, well, these midwives are not going to listen. They honor God, so I'm going to tell everybody what to do. And so he actually devised a plan and tried to stop the boys from living, because he knew that the boys would actually populate, amen, glory to God. They would be fruitful and they would multiply. So he wanted to stop the multiplication. And one of the things that you'll find, that even in life, the enemy will try to stop and stun your growth. He wouldn't want you to actually do the things that God has called you to do. But thanks be to God that there are some midwives that are on the scene that are there, amen, glory to God, and they are ready to do what God has told them to do. And this is one of the things that we see here, that God's hand was upon the midwives, and they did exactly what God had told them to do, amen. They didn't follow the rules of, hallelujah, of the enemy, of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look now. We're going to go to Exodus 2. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at another situation in which Moses' mother was able to come in and become a midwife to him, to nurse him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So one of the things in Exodus 2 you'll see, amen, hallelujah, the mother and the nurse of Moses who taught him to love God and to be loyal to his own people. Amen. So here we begin to see the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look there. Just turn there. Hopefully you still have your Bibles out. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read this one from, amen, the King James Version. And it says, "And there went a man out of the house of Levi and took the wife of a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. And when so she could not hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and deluged it with slime with the pitch and put the child therein and laid him with flags by the river brinks." Amen. She laid it in the flags by the river brinks. "And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came to wash herself at the river, and the maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she went to her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.' Then she said to his sister, the Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?' And the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go.' And the maid went and called the child's mother." My goodness, isn't that awesome? Amen. Glory to God. We see here that Moses' mother was able to be the one to actually nurse him, to teach him, and to instruct him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to let you know that one thing that God will do, he will rescue you in a time of need. He will keep you, and he will also send somebody on assignment to be able to nurture you and to get you to the place in which you need to be. And that midwife is the one that will be able to help you, that will be able to nurture you and get you to the next step. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the things we see here is that the Pharaoh's daughter began to name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of water." Amen. Glory to God. So that was the point in which he was rescued from death. He was rescued from actually dying. Amen. Hallelujah. So God has an awesome way in which he will put people on assignment to come into your life. Amen. And he will allow you to actually see the hand of God. And so even here, when you take a look at the scripture, Pharaoh's daughter had the willingness to share her skills, knowledge, and expertise, just as well as Moses' mother was the one that was able to nurture him. Amen. So that's one of the things that you see here, right here in the scripture, that's a qualification, that's a characteristics of a midwife, is to be able to be willing to share knowledge and to be able to share expertise and to be able to provide the things, amen, that is necessary. Anybody that's a good mentor will actually begin to pour into you. They will build a relationship with you. They will be committed and willing to continually share information and ongoing support to the mentee. But one thing that I wanted to tell you, and I'm going back to what I told you a few moments ago, is that there must be a level of trust. Before a mentor can train you, they have to be able to trust you. Because if they cannot trust you, you will turn around and turn on them. So they don't want to pour into somebody. They don't want to pour all of their anointing and their oil on someone that's not going to be loyal, someone that's not going to honor them. They don't want to waste their time on someone that will then turn and say all types of things about them after they have begun to share their heart, that they begin to put in that time. Amen. And one thing that I've learned, you know, even over the last couple of years, is not to try to pour into people, amen, that don't even want to be poured into. You know, you're just wasting your oil, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your anointing, because if that person does not desire to actually be helped, you're wasting your time. So everything that happens, and you're building that relationship with a mentor, you're building that relationship with your midwife, they have to know that they will be able to trust you so that they can get you to the next place. They will share that knowledge with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing that a midwife will do is that they will begin to demonstrate a positive attitude about what they're doing as your role model. They want to make sure that they're doing everything right in front of you. They want to make sure that they're that example to you and that they're doing everything on the right track. So listen, in order for you to really follow behind somebody, and I always say this, that people are looking for consistency. When they see that you're consistent in your lifestyle and they see that you're doing the things that you say you need to do every day, then they will begin to what? Follow you because of that strength. They will follow you because of the natural abilities that you have inside of you. So if you're designed to be someone's midwife, to be someone's mentor, then you need to have those actual qualities, and you need to actually be able to demonstrate it each and every day. Amen. You should be positive with the things that you need to do. So that was one of the things. Another thing that I could say about the Pharaoh's daughter in Exodus 2 is that she adopted Moses. She didn't have to do that. Amen. She not only saved his life, but she adopted him. She took him in as one of her own. She made sure that she gave him the educational advantages. She equipped Moses that he was able to rule well later on. And that's one of the things that you will see, is that if you have someone that's going to operate in the capacity of a midwife, one of the things that they will do, they will make sure that you're educated. They will make sure that you're properly equipped to do the things that you need to do. That's one of the things that a mentor would do for you. They will make sure that you are trained. Amen. Number three, one of the things that she actually did, she had enthusiasm. You have to have enthusiasm in what you do. If you're going to be a midwife, that person has to be so, my God, energetic, enthusiasm, you know, has to be enthusiastic, rather, and walking in the proper positioning, amen, and not just walking around moping, because nobody wants to follow behind somebody that's always looking gloomy in their spirits and never able to lift anybody up. So you will begin to see those qualities that took place, amen, even in the Pharaoh's daughter. Another thing that you'll see here, that the Pharaoh's daughter took a personal interest in making sure that he was trained. She wanted to make sure that he had the communication skills that was needed in order for him to be able to talk with others. She made sure that he was able to be empowered to even mentor and develop other people, that he had strength, he had beliefs, that he was able to have his own qualities and personal attributes. That's one of the things that you will see a lot of times with someone that's been a mentor or a midwife. They will actually make sure that the people are positioned in the right place. Another thing, that they will put a value on actually training and growing in the field, amen. So mentors, when they come on the scene, they want to make sure that you are properly aligned with the things that you need to know, and they want to make sure that you are falling into place with the things that you were assigned to do, not things that they were assigned to do. They're not trying to live out their dreams through you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is one thing that happens sometimes, you know, even with parents. If you have a child that you see them coming up and then you're trying to live out your dreams, if you know that all the time that you wanted to be a model and then you put your child out there and you're telling your child to be a model and to dress up and to look cute and all of this stuff, so you're trying to live out your dream through that child when really the child hates dressing up, the child hates going out on stage, the child hates, you know, all of these things will happen and you will begin to see that sometimes people push people out there in the wrong direction because they're trying to live out their own dreams through the other person, amen? So you want to make sure that you understand that. One thing that a lot of people don't like, but the right mentor, the right midwife, and even in a natural, if you think about a midwife will begin to give you guidance and constructive feedback. A lot of people don't like constructive feedback. When it comes down to actually telling them, listen, you did this wrong, you need to do this differently, a lot of people don't want to stay around for that. They want somebody to continue to pat them on the back all the time. They want somebody to always tell them what they're doing right, you know, so they never want to hear that other side in which they actually fell short, amen? So if you're going to have somebody that is going to walk in the capacity of being your mentor, of being your midwife, you have to be able to take that constructive criticism, amen, and be able to grow from it, not, you know, become stagnated, but actually being able to grow from the knowledge that they're giving you and the things that they're telling you that you've done wrong so you can straighten it out and make the necessary changes and not stay stuck in one place and actually move to where you need to be. That's one of the qualities that you're really going to have to look for with someone that is going to walk in the capacity of being your mentor. Another thing that you're going to have to do is be able to take correction. If somebody is going to be your midwife, if somebody is going to be, amen, your mentor, you have to be able to take when they're telling you, amen, hey, you messed up. You have to be able to take that correction and not, you know, and not actually feel like they're trying to harm you. A good mentor a lot of times will not correct you in the presence of someone else. They will pull you to the side. Sometimes they have to. If it's just like there's no way of getting around it, they might correct you and might tell you to come here, whisper it in your ear or whatever, try to tell you so you won't be embarrassed. But sometimes even getting embarrassed can actually help you, amen, and you would know not to do that again. But you ought to be able to take your correction from your mentor and take your correction from your midwife because they're there to help you and not to harm you. I've seen so many times when it comes down to actually getting correction, the people who are around, they're expecting the correction to take place in front of them. And so what they will say is, they didn't do anything. And, you know, even in the body of Christ, I hear people all the time saying, well, they didn't correct them, but you don't know whether or not the midwife or the mentor corrected that person because it's not going to always be done in your presence. So you cannot just think that because it wasn't done before your eyes that it wasn't done. So that's one of the things that I wanted to say to you tonight. Don't expect the midwife or the mentor to do it in front of you if you're on the outside looking in, because a lot of times they will call that person in and they will let them know. Even if you're on the job, your supervisor a lot of times will have that one-on-one. They will close the door and they will begin to discuss the things. You know, you do a performance review. You're letting them know what they did wrong, but you're not telling the whole world. You're not making a public announcement of what they did. You're actually correcting them, though, but not in front of everybody else. Amen. Another thing that a good mentor or a good midwife would do, they would respect people around them, but then they're also respected by their colleagues, and you know, they're respected by other people who are in the organization. So somebody that walks in the capacity of a midwife will actually have what? Respect. People will respect them. People will begin to say great things about them. But, of course, we know some people just love to say negative things. Anyway, well, we know that a great mentor is going to be one that actually has the capacity to have a type of respect level. People, amen, and they respect people. They walk in love and respect. One of the other things, if we're looking at characteristics of And I know we're almost to nine, so we're going to, I hope you're pressing one to speak to the host. Amen. We're almost to nine, so we're going to begin to go to the calls. But I do want to let you know this. Amen. One of the things here is that they're able to help you to set goals, and they're able to help you with situations. What am I saying? Someone that's walking in the capacity of being a midwife or a mentor, one of the things that they would do, they would be able to help you by identifying your strengths and weaknesses and putting you on a proper plan of action. And that's one of the things that you definitely want to make sure you're doing. You want to make sure that you're connecting with someone that's going to put you on a proper plan of action, that's going to put you in a place where you're able to see the benefits of being in that particular mentorship. Amen. The next thing that they'll be able to do is to help you, motivate you. They'll help to motivate you. One of the things that I've seen over the years, you know, with those who are walking and mentoring, even myself, you know, the mentors that I have in my life, they're able to help me by motivating me and setting good examples. So you want to make sure you're getting under someone that will be able to help to motivate you and to cultivate you, and that you'll be able to actually walk into the capacity in which you need to walk in. Amen. And then they also will help you with setting ongoing, you know, personal dreams. They will actually help you to set goals, realistic goals, and actually guide you in the right direction. So those are some of the things that we'll begin to see when it comes down to a midwife. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk more. If we have some people, we'll go ahead and talk to them. Amen. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
We at Evelyn Dairy Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Dairy Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message, or inbox us at evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Dairy Ministries.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're so excited that you're back. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that you've really been able to get some of this information that we've been given today, and that you get a greater understanding about the midwife and the midwife anointing. Amen. And I pray that also you will begin to discover the things that God has set before you. Hallelujah. And so on tonight, we just thank God for everybody tuning in. We have actually had such an awesome, awesome week. We know that God is doing so many wonderful things in our lives, and we're grateful for it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to take and see if we have any callers in queue. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Caller ending in 8175, you are now on live with the host.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. This is Michael calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. I was just truly blessed on tonight by the word. It just goes to show you that once again, what the enemy meant for your bad, God has already turned it around for your good. And one thing that really stuck out to me on tonight was through all that you were saying, it was a message within the message. And from what I received from it on tonight was that you know, when you're dealing with a midwife, you know, male or female, that person has to be selfless. So if that person is allowing themselves to be selfless, which meaning they're trying to pour into you what God has poured into them, that's an example of an awesome mentor and an awesome leader, because they want you to be better than they are. They want you to go further than where they've been before. So when you begin to talk about different things and just give different scenarios and things of that nature, even coming from a situation that happened with Moses, I kind of had an incident when it happened with me when I was younger, but God still turned everything around for my good, and I came in contact with a midwife who is allowing herself to be used by God to help me to get to that next level. So I'm just thankful on tonight because that really just helped the people on tonight and helped me as well just to understand the characteristics and the mindset that you have to have, especially being in a mentorship role. So I just thank God on tonight. It was a true blessing. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Michael. Hallelujah. And, you know, one of the things, even when we were looking at the situation with Moses and looking at the fact that the Pharaoh's daughter did not have to discover him, that's first of all, and then the Pharaoh's daughter did not have to have compassion on him. You know, when he was found in the river and she knew what the orders were, she knew what actually had been stated, she could have said, you know what, I'm just going to let that child go. I'm going to make sure that he is killed. But instead, she decided to have compassion because she took a look at the beauty of the infant. She took a look at what he actually had inside of him, amen, and she disregarded what her father's edict was. And you have to understand that when a king gives an edict, it is a final decree. And so she drew the baby out of the river, and she saved him and protected him. And that's one of the things that you will also see with a midwife mentor. They will have compassion on you because they can see the beautiful gift inside of you. They can see the anointing on your life. So they will begin to pull you out of that situation and help you to go to the place of victory. And they'll have compassion on you. So that's one of the things that we saw. So the baby, the beautiful infant that she saw, she, you know, just forgot everything that her father told her, and she decided to let that child live. Amen. And, you know, one of the things, even with the mother, when the mother saw Moses, she knew the actual gift that he had inside of him. She looked at him, and she was able to see it. You also would see the fact that even though this lady could have been walking in racism, and she realized that the child was not like her and as far as the race, that she decided, you know what, I'm not going to condemn this child, hallelujah, but I'm going to allow this child to live. And that's one of the things that you will begin to see that will happen even in the midst of the midwife actually coming in. Amen. And so one thing that we begin to see with Moses, in Hebrews 11:24, it says, by faith, when he grew up, Moses refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. You know, one of the things that happens is when a child grows up in kingdom living, the child is actually raised and he actually established a title, and that title actually goes with him. But Moses chose to have his own identity and identify himself with the Israelites. Amen. He had, you know, he was actually captured. He knew that he was captured, but he wanted to make sure that he was still walking in his heritage and doing the things that God had actually sent him to do. So I want to thank you so much. And a lot of times, you know, people will sit here and be quiet, but I'm so happy that you were able to talk to us and that you were actually encouraged by the message. And I pray that more people will listen to this because it is something that they can really learn from and actually be valued by. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see if we have any other callers in queue. All right, since we're going to keep moving on. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's on here listening in tonight. You know what, I thank God for Periscope because Periscope has really begun to send a lot of people over to Blog Talk Radio. We've seen our audience grow in such major ways, so we just thank God tonight for that as well. Amen. I want to just take a moment here to introduce someone who's here with me, Ms. Candy Benefield. Amen. Glory to God. You have anything you'd like to share on what you've heard tonight? God bless you.
Amen. I just wanted to say that when you talk about the midwife anointing, I think that it's such an awesome anointing to have, because you're able to push people to help push people into their destiny. You're able to help birth that gift out of them. You're able to nurture that gift. You're able to set them on the right track. And I think that it's such an awesome thing to have the midwife anointing. I didn't know much about a midwife until I came to Impact Fire. And I thank God for the woman of God who is my mentor, the midwife in my life. So many things have been birthed out of me. I didn't know about the gift that I had inside of me spiritually. I didn't know physically the talent that I had. But God has truly blessed me, and it's all because I got into the presence of the midwife that began to help me push that gift out, began to show me, you know, some of the things that God had for me and which direction do I need to go. So I was truly blessed by tonight, and I thank God for my midwife. And I'm just telling everybody out there, if you don't have a midwife in your life that is constantly in prayer, that is constantly seeking God's face, I don't know what you would call that, but that's not a midwife. But you need to get one in your life that's constantly seeking God, that's constantly praying, that's constantly correcting you when you are walking in error, that is constantly getting on you until you get it right, because it makes you better, and it makes you even, it even cultivates you for your destiny and the place you have to walk. So I'm blessed by tonight. I love the topic, the midwife anointing, and I wish we could have this series to go longer. I know, but we got to move on to something else, but hey.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God because he actually gave this to me about an actual year ago. I guess God wants somebody to hear because I said ear. But he gave this to me about a year ago and actually told me to do a lot of study and research on it. And there's not a whole lot of material that is actually out there on it. So one of the things that it's going to cause me to do is go and actually do more and more research to get more details on the different actual midwives and those who show the characteristics of a midwife anointing, and even those who mentored, those who empowered others. Amen. Glory to God. I know that God is going to begin to reveal that. So as we actually go through this for the next couple of weeks, I know that God is going to begin to reveal more information that would help everybody to be on the right path with this. Amen. Hallelujah. So I really, truly want to thank God for, you know, the midwives, and I want to thank God for the Pharaoh's daughter, and then just everybody that has actually poured into somebody's life, you know. As we have a lot of people who don't have the proper tools that they need to be equipped to be on this journey. But one thing about God, he allows us to shift into another place. I also just want to thank God for all of those who have actually poured into my life over the years. It's been an awesome, awesome blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now, one of the things that I'm going to do, I am going to go ahead and pray. Amen. Do we have anybody else in queue? We're going to see if we have any callers in queue. All right. So we're going to actually pray, and we're going to be off here because we've done what we set out to do tonight. And I thank God for all of those who are listening in. Thank you so much. Follow us on Periscope. Follow us on Book. Follow us on Twitter under Evelyn Derry Ministries. Also, you can follow us on Instagram under Evelyn Derry Ministries, Impact Fire Ministries, on all of the social medias that I've just listed. Amen. So we want to thank God for you guys. Our YouTube channel is being loaded up, and we're going to have a lot of different things on there. So we're getting excited about that as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for being a comforter, a keeper, and a king. We thank you, Father God, that even, oh Father God, right now, God, that you, oh God, are sending people tonight, God, hallelujah, that will begin to pour into others' lives, oh God, those that will equip others to begin to walk, oh, Father God, in the proper perspective, those who will be able, Father God, to be strengthened and to be guided, oh, God. We thank you for those, oh, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, that will be able, Father God, to glean, oh, God, from the things that we are set for, God. So tonight, God, we just come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. We praise you now. We thank you for each and every person that's here. We ask you to continue to bless them, continue to keep them in your keeping care. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. We give God honor. We give God glory. And we thank him for what he has already done. And we thank him for his peace tonight. Thank you so much. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. And we thank God for you. Continue to press forward. Continue to birth those miracles, dreams, and destinies. Until next week, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry signing off. God bless you.